I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly 2 months after Cyclone Nargis struck Myanmar, the struggle to get aid into the rural areas continues. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says theirs was the first aid that had reached the people in the village that they worked in. They're also building 4 children's homes that will be run by local believers.
We have been working through Christian organizations here, local Burmese people, helping them. And that's been a tremendous opportunity for them to share the gospel as well as they're giving out the aid. They're going right into the areas that are very much affected by the storm, helping people rebuild, giving them rice, cooking oil.
Next, it's been nearly a month since Tropical Storm Alma struck Nicaragua. The storm left roughly $40 million in damages and losses in its wake. Centro Cristiano Fraternidad is a worldwide Christian schools partner there. Their vision is to make sure the children have access to a Christ-centered education. The school lost its roof, and repairs will cost $34,000. They're trying to rebuild quickly so the children's education won't be too disrupted. And international VIP clubs in Japan are targeting business people with the gospel. Neil Hicks is with the Mission Society and says they go into the marketplace, meet with business people, and introduce them to Christ. He says they're taking a top-down approach.
As we share Christ with these Japanese men who have some stature and clout, they are able to be more visible about their relationship with Christ. To come in from the bottom and try to work your way up, it's almost impossible.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like you to join me and other MNN listeners on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Together we'll love on orphans with special gifts and share the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Deadline's June 30th. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. I'm Greg Yoder.